From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Hurricane Earl is swirling toward the U.S. East Coast with sustained winds of more than 130 miles per hour and the ability to seriously damage homes and other structures. National Hurricane Center forecaster Todd Kimberlane says this is not a storm to ignore as it moves near North Carolina. Earl has the potential to swipe a big portion of the East Coast to the north as well by the end of tomorrow.
The storm is very powerful, and it's also quite large. In fact, the hurricane force winds, they extend outward up to 90 miles from the center, and the tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 230 miles from the center.
But as NPR's John Hamilton reports, some families are unhappy as thousands of tourists evacuate North Carolina's barrier islands.
Hatteras Island is a place where families typically rent homes for an entire week. Pam Matthews says that's what she and her family do every year.
You know, we always come down this week because the price drops so much. And this is the first time this has happened.
Matthews says their early return to Alexandria, Virginia is a big disappointment for her son, who usually celebrates his birthday on Hatteras Island. John Hamilton, NPR News, Roanoke Island, North Carolina.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas are to meet today in Washington to talk about peace. They've already spoken independently with President Obama and attended a White House dinner with other Middle East leaders. Mr. Obama says he's optimistic that something which has eluded generations of politicians can happen soon.
Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Abbas are two leaders who I believe want peace. Both sides have indicated that these negotiations can be completed within 1 year.
Mr. Obama is pushing for an independent Palestinian state, the so-called two-state solution. A congressional panel wraps up 2 days of hearings today on the causes of Wall Street's meltdown 2 years ago. Danielle Carson reports Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will address the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission later this morning about his role in the government's bank bailouts.
Bernanke was a key architect of the controversial bailout plan. The Fed chairman is expected to stand by his position that some banks were too big to fail. If they went under, panic would spread and bring down the whole financial system. To head off a possible cascade effect, the government rescued bankrupt companies, including Bear Stearns and AIG, brokering their sale to competitors or putting them under government control. On the other hand, federal regulators ordered Lehman Brothers to file for bankruptcy. The panel wants to know why such distinctions were made. Today's hearing comes a little more than a month after President Obama signed into law the financial overhaul bill. It empowers the government to shut down failing mega banks if their collapse risks spreading to other institutions. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
One of the worst typhoons in years has hit South Korea. At least 3 people are dead. This is NPR. Unions have called for protests in South Africa's major cities today with a strike by public workers in day 15. Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg. There appears to be no agreement between labor and management, and new sectors of the workforce are now getting involved.
The head of the Labor Federation says its members have flat-out rejected the government's offer of a 7.5% pay raise. Members of the healthcare workers and teachers' unions have gathered in downtown Johannesburg to march on government offices. The public service minister says not all of the unions involved in the strike have voted on the wage offer, but the majority are represented by the Labor Federation. The striking workers demand an 8.6% wage hike. That's twice the rate of inflation. But unions say their members make just a pittance under the existing contract. The strike has begun to spread to the private sector. Employees at gas stations and auto shops walked off the job yesterday. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Today, the U.S. Labor Department puts out its report on weekly unemployment benefits claims. There's also a report on July factory orders due, giving some sense of how businesses see the coming months. We'll find out about how productive workers are and also about labor costs to employers. Plus, big retail chains are set to release August sales figures. A shopping center trade group expects a 3% increase in sales. Figures already out this week suggest a disappointing back-to-school season for retailers, and that could mean bigger discounts for shoppers in the weeks ahead as stores try to unload merchandise. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for